According to our next guest, aging expert Anthony Cirillo, New Year's resolutions are not just for the young. In these changing and challenging times, it's more important that everyone have goals, including older adults. So let's get right into this. Why is it so important for older adults to have resolutions?
Well, first of all, resolutions give you purpose, right? And purpose actually helps you live longer. When you have resolutions, you have goals, therefore you have purpose. And it's actually more indicative of helping you live longer than your age, your race, your education, and even better than I'm going to quit smoking or do more exercise. Having purpose is better than all that, and actually has shown studies that it will help hold off Alzheimer's.
Okay, so when I think of resolutions, I think of always, you're exercising, you're kind of losing weight, you're going to go on a diet. But you say there's much, much more than that.
Well, yeah, and I think by February, most people say, what resolution?
Say, done, I know. Yeah.
So in the last couple of years, especially with all the turmoil going on in the world, you know, my wife and I found us questioning everything about our lives, relationships, everything else. But, you know, when we pulled back, we realized how grateful we are what we have. And when I hang around seniors, and I've done a lot of work with seniors, the gratefulness is one of the main traits they have for living a quality of life. So, you know, make a resolution to be more grateful. You know, the other things that go with that is, you don't need an exercise goal. If you look at the blue zones, these pockets of geography around the world where people live to 100 or something plus, they move naturally. So don't exercise, just build movement into your day, right? Laugh more. When you laugh more, it actually has the same benefits as exercise. Boost your brain, learn something new. We know all the cognitive things. I'm doing something with music right now, and it shows everything in your brain lights up when music plays. Listen to more music. It makes brain connections. So boost your brain. Learn something new. And, of course, social isolation is a big issue. We've talked about this before. So if you're socially isolated and you can get out, go out and volunteer. Make that a resolution. If you can't get out but you know somebody who is, make your resolution to go visit them and help them lead a better life.
You know, you've been working with family caregiving for a very, very long time. How has that changed, sir?
Well, we've created a whole new class of caregivers, you know, COVID caregivers. And we see that COVID's still going on. So, you know, there's a whole new group of people. And so what happened during COVID is we didn't take care of ourselves. I didn't go to a doctor for at least a year or so. And so we have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves in order to take care of the people that we're taking care of. And so get back on that routine of going to the doctor. That's when health resolutions are important. We still need to do those things because we're creating more caregivers, and caregivers have stress. There's mental stress, there's physical stress. So you have to take care of yourself.
But you also say that those resolutions have to be achievable and practical.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's things that are practical when you're getting older that you want to do. You want to organize your medical records. You want to declutter your house so you don't be tripping over things and have, you know, safety. You want to organize your finances. You want to have your will in place and your estate plan and your advance directives. I just saw that Al Roker just came back on the Today Show today. So I'm sure all those things were top of mind for him. Like, if something happens to me, are going to people follow my wishes? They are very practical, they are very achievable, and they're something that everybody should have done. We repeat them kind of every year, which is why I didn't start with them, but they are something that you absolutely need to get in order, especially as you get older.
This is a great topic about resolutions. Where can people get more information, sir?
www.theagingexperience.com.
Everybody needs resolutions, indeed. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.